This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton ahead of Liverpool vs West Ham on Sunday. Apologies in advance for any background noise. The house over the road is having a loft extension done. Not a lot I can do about that. But to compensate, I've got with me Martin Fitzgerald and Mike Bancole. Another quiet press conference, Mike.
Yeah, nothing happened. We have nothing to work with today, honestly. No big developments, no big stories have broken over the last 24 hours. It was business as usual in the press conference today.
I mean, it did occur to me that assuming we get resolution on the other two, whether one stays goes, what the other stays goes, what are they going to do for a question, Martin?
Well, there was a lot of golf chat at the start, which put me off. I thought I tuned into the wrong channel. There was lots of stuff about the Masters, Rory McIlroy, and stuff like that. I'm fairly sure I read somewhere this morning that Mo Salah had extended his contract. So why are we talking about this? But I'm sure he'll find, look, he's a seasoned reporter. You know, he's you know, probably read all the president's men. I'm sure he's got other questions to, you know, to ask. He's up to dog with the bone with these ones. Fair enough.
On the big news of the morning, Mike, it was a bit like the phone went off this morning, and normally like when, and the WhatsApps go off. So normally if you get like one or two WhatsApps about 8 o'clock, like, I'd check them in a minute, but you know, when your phone just goes boom. It was, I don't think my phone's been that busy since Jürgen announced that he was leaving. And my reaction could, I mean, if you want to measure opposites, as sad as I was then, I mean, what brilliant news for the club.
Yeah, it's excellent news. Like smiling, because the fear of losing Mo Salah was just like, he is the one. Like, Mo Salah was just the best attacker the club's had in years, and the idea of losing him and having to replace him and potentially a couple others this summer would have not been worth thinking about. You know, there's no way you can spin that positively. It would have been an absolute nightmare. So yeah, I was grinning ear to ear, and your, the comparison of like your Jurgen Klopp reaction is such a good one, because I remember when the Jurgen news broke, just one of those things where I needed time to sit and settle, and I couldn't believe what was going on. It felt like the world was spinning, and I was like, I wanted to get off. Whereas today I'm just like, what's beaming smile, I'm so happy. And I think the manager mentions in his press conference about what it means for us moving forward, and I think what Mo Salah means moving forward is that you can hopefully compete for the league title again.